wise men and say, only fools ashamed. Oh, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, The Dad's Point of View. You can email me anytime, questions to bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment of the show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npeer.com. I am happy to announce that North Pier's Jim Scheinberg will be joining my show in late January for a regular segment, Family Financial Matters, in which we'll be discussing that favorite topic, money, 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 which has become a bigger concern in recent years for all families. Stay tuned when he joins the Bruce Allen Show later in the month. It's time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Happy New Year, Bruce.
I feel as if we haven't spoken since last year.
Yes, and it's been a good break. But on to important topics.
So this week's subject is, I did a little bit more personal, my own result with New Year's resolutions. But I thought we could open it up to the whole idea of setting goals and resolutions, and I'd love your thought and take on it.
You know, gyms rely on resolutions, right, for the business.
Yes, I know.
And so we all know that most resolutions are forgotten soon after they're made. And this is as good a time as any during the year to commit to change, but it's all about commitment. And if it's just a promise, if it's just a desire, it's not going to happen. But if it's a real commitment, then it will happen, because in a commitment is implied what you're going to do to get the support to be accountable. So in our world, commitment is a very serious word. And if
well,
others
let's clarify. When you say our world, you mean the world of men's work.
Yeah, well, yes, because in order to get the support that we need in men's lives to make changes that are difficult for us, for our families, and for the things that are important to us, we need the help of other men. To be able to do that, we need to be able to trust them. And to be able to trust them, we need to agree on some certain key concepts. And one is what commitment really means. And it's not a promise that can be broken. A commitment is non-negotiable, unalterable. It's something that you can count on. If you take that same definition of commitment and apply it to your resolutions, apply it to your goals, you will see something happen.
So you're basically not distinguishing a whole lot between a resolution, a goal, and a commitment.
Well, a resolution to me does not sound like a commitment.
Ah, okay.
I resolve to do good. You know, maybe because we just know that resolutions traditionally, historically, don't come to fruition. So to me, I wouldn't want my commitments, the things that are really important to me, to get lost in this sort of notion of a resolution and, oh, it's New Year's, oh, this is a good time to do it. Anything that I need to do, it's difficult for me to do. Any change that I need to make is usually difficult to make. So I need to take it very seriously.
Well, let's get personal. What's the last commitment you made that you really came through with?
Well, let me go just a slight different angle. Let me talk about the last commitment I've made.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I came up with a new nut. You know, so my book, Hold On to Your Nuts. Nuts stands for non-negotiable, unalterable terms.
And the name of your book, as a reminder?
Yes, Hold On to Your Nuts, the Relationship Manual for Men, Amazon, BetterMen.org. You can buy it everywhere.
Okay, and it will be linked on my website, BruceSallen.com, if not right now, within a day or so.
Plus, it's available electronically in all the formats.
Good.
So whatever reader you have. But so nuts is non-negotiable, unalterable term. So I came up with a new nut a couple of weeks ago, and my new nut is, you're going to love this one, I weigh 175 pounds. Now, currently I don't, but that's my nut, and I'm committed to it. I'm committed to doing whatever is necessary to be that man. Around diet, exercise, discipline, whatever it means, right? And some of which I may not fully know, but I don't need to know all the details to have made the commitment.
Did you put a time frame on that nut?
No.
If you don't put a time frame, will it have the same import?
Well, I want to win at this commitment. The time frame is not important to me. Honoring the commitment is. I don't know how long it will take. I'm not concerned. What I'm concerned about...
Well, Wayne, you weigh 320 pounds now, but so it could take a long time.
But I look good in my tent.
He doesn't weigh that much money, listeners. I mean, he doesn't weigh that much.
No, I have about 10 pounds to move, but they're a difficult 10 because I haven't had to move them before.
No, and that last 10 in particular often is the hardest. Not that you've had much more to lose, joking aside.
But it means lifestyle change. It means all the things that we don't want to change. It represents everything we don't want to do. And this goes for any difficult change. The changes that we need to make, that we want to make as men in our relationships, require the approval of our women. But it doesn't require the approval of our women. It requires our commitment. But if we become better men, our women will support us.
Well, your wife is someone that can actually support you brilliantly in this, given how committed she is to exercise and diet.
Yeah, but she's always been that way, but she doesn't feed me lunch. All right, so lunch is my weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise, you know, doing enough. But whatever that resolution is, we have to make the commitment, even if we don't know exactly what it's going to take. We have a men's weekend that we do every year, and men will commit to doing it even though they don't know what's going to happen on the weekend because we're not going to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
They're making the commitment to change. The details don't matter. You will do whatever it takes. And I think that's the courage that we need to have to set these goals now, whatever you call them. Whether you call them a resolution or a goal, you need to commit to it, and that will make all the difference.
I would also add that having a very short list is wise.
Sure.
Because then there's a chance. If you really put together some ridiculous long list of things that you're going to accomplish, it just becomes unmanageable.
Well, we always talk about men will make commitments in our men's groups, and we always talk about, can you win at this? So some guy will say, you know, I need to exercise. I'm going to exercise 5 times next week. And we'll say, well, that's unlikely. Commit to something that you can win at, because the act of succeeding at the short-term goals feeds your effort. And it's better to be to make it realistic, to get some momentum, especially when something's been very difficult to take on as a challenge. So at the same time, it's like fewer is better. Get something really important under your belt, and then move on to the next thing.
Accomplish something so you've had your own sense of reward.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We are, as usual, almost out of time. Wayne, please tell our listeners where they could reach you again.
Well, if men want individual coaching, if couples want to learn how to have a love affair in their homes, reach me at bettermen.org. You can buy my book there and find out everything that we're up to.
Wayne, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to talking with you next week.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you for joining our show. This is Bruce Salen. It is time for a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now. Young birds flying, and the soft wind.